Hello, this is J. Sumitha Hudson, Reverend J. Sumitha Hudson. I had my ordination at the International Order of Buddhist Ministry. I am now a lay Buddhist minister as part of the Southern California Buddhist Council. And I've also been working at a lot of other projects, so I haven't had a time to do an audio boo recently. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was the concept of no self, the concept of sunyata, the concept of anatta. The concept of empty nature. A lot of people ask me this question, and when I try to explain it, it gets kind of complicated because we normally speak in abstract terms, and so I wanted to see if I can come up with some imagery that might help people understand how this works. Most people think of themselves as an I. There's this, you know, René Descartes concept, I think, therefore I am. If there is something that I'm observing, then that something must be something. And so, you know, I must be a true concept. And if I's a true concept, we definitely do not like the nihilist idea that it is, you know, just here for a short period of time and goes away. The problem is that the I itself is just a reference point for a process. It's a verb, not a noun. And so we think of ourselves as being permanent, but we're not. The I of you as a 2-month-old baby, a 2-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 60-year-old, not the same. People say, "Oh, well, you know, I'm not that, you know, I'm not a kid anymore." Well, that's true. You're not. You don't even embody the same materials. The cells have changed. The foods they've eaten have made you grow bigger or smaller, and your mind has fundamentally changed too. So, with that happening, then we have to ask ourselves, well, what is then this I? In the scientific terms, we would call this body schema, where we constantly embody the next moment as this is who I am, and we forget the way we were moments ago, years ago. But in the Buddhist context, we think of ourselves as always changing. And because of that, I tried to think of an imagery that would best explain that. And the best explanation I have would be a glass of water. Most of us see ourselves, if we were to equate ourselves to a glass of water, as a glass filled with water. And if we had fetters or issues that we needed to work on, it would be like we had dirty water and we were trying to purify the water. But we're always purifying the same water, we're always working with the same glass, and it's static. You know, that's the glass of water, that is Josh's glass of water. Imagine if that glass of water was underneath the spigot. The water coming in displaces the water that's already in the glass, and new water is always constantly being refilled from that. We would no longer say that that's the glass of water. I would say that that would be a different glass of water, because it's different water. It's constantly being added to and removed from. In that sense, we can no longer look and say, "Oh, that's the glass of water," as if it is a static, permanent concept that's always there. It's always changing, this glass of water being filled and emptied, added to with sugar or salt or Kool-Aid, and then, you know, constantly being purified with more water. And so in this concept, we can see how water, this glass of water, is unable to be defined by something as static as a noun. It is a process. And that is kind of the way the brain works, the way the body works, the way this aggregate forms of matter are, that we consider ourselves an I. We are a reference point to an ongoing process of thinking, an ongoing process of being that's forever changing. And so with that, think about that in your meditations. Think about how we are forever a replenishing glass of water, with physical aspects and mental aspects constantly coming in and out, making us something different moment by moment, day by day, year by year. And so this is Reverend J. Sumitha Hudson, and I hope you are all well and happy.